have a question. I've had a wonderful session today with somebody, but sometimes, like today, the client comes and she has just a multitude of issues at the same time. And for me to find the pebble or the find, you know, one kind of issue to deal with, I find it sometimes a bit difficult, Yvonne. Especially if the client has just so much, she's just pouring out, and, you know, it kind of pushes me a little bit, forces me to find one of the things to talk about, because you can't talk about everything at the same time or in one session. Any help on that?
Well, I've definitely experienced something similar, and a lot of coaches will go through that, especially when you've got a new client, and as John Overdorf says, they just smear it all on you. Some new clients are quite reserved because they want to get to know you first, and for others, it's like the ultimate opportunity just to release everything, to tell you about every challenge they've ever had in their life. And now you must fix them all, and fix them all fast. So if that's anything like the experience you've had, then sometimes it's useful to model for your client that it's good to sometimes just compose ourselves, take a deep breath in, let it all out, and think about what is really the problem here. What is the heart of all of these problems? And you can ask your client that. Say, look, in coaching, we work with one issue in one context at a time. Now, what I've heard you say is you've got this problem here, this problem there, and in your childhood you had this thing, and now you've got this relationship problem going on. You've got a work-related issue too. What do you think is at the heart of all of this?
I kind of tried to do that, yeah.
Well, that's a question to their conscious mind, and they may have an answer ready for you. Whether they do or not, it's just a conscious answer. It's still not necessarily the heart of the issue. Now, sometimes you're not going to get to one core problem to work on in that session, which, when dealt with, will completely clear and heal and fix everything else.
Yeah.
So it is appropriate then to choose the most appropriate context and the heaviest issue in that context to focus on in that session. And that's what your wheel of life is all about. It's a tool for you to elicit the most relevant context and problem in that context to focus on. Now, what I do when clients are smearing it on in that way is I'm listening with my heart, I'm listening with my eyes and every cell of my body to hear patterns, to detect patterns. What I trust is that my unconscious mind is going to pick up on an underlying pattern that, when dealt with, is something relevant to all contexts. I don't know that I'll always find it. I just have the intention to detect an underlying pattern that is part of that person's nature that might be what's causing them issues in various contexts, in various ways, with all sorts of people. And if I get that, fantastic, we'll come up with a core issue, and I'll facilitate a context for change and usually do some form of authentic self-empowerment process. Otherwise, I'll just start to do some reframing coaching type questions and ask them. If you're stuck ever, you don't know what to do, your clients just put it all down, ask them, so what I've heard you say is this, that, and the next thing. For you, what's the most important thing to focus on here? They feel heard. They know that your intention is to work on the most important thing. And if all else fails, just go with whatever they say. And when they say, well, I don't know, that's your job to help me find out, you'll say, yes, that's exactly right. It is my job to help you find out. And the answers are within you. And then recycle it. You say, look, I've heard you talk about this in that context, this in that context. Now, what do you want to focus on first? We're going to work with one context and the main problem in that context today. Which for you would be the greatest relief if taken care of?
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a starting point.